Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we'll be reading from John chapter 2, verse 13 through 25. Jesus cleanses the temple. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found people selling cattle, sheep, and dove, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove them out of the temple and with the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out all the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal to your house will consume you." And the Jews said to him, "What sign can you show us in doing this?" Jesus answered, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "The temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of the body. And after he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered what he had said, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. When he was in Jerusalem during the Passover festival, many believed his name because they saw signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his own part, would not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to testify about anyone, for he himself knew what was in everyone. That was the word of the Lord.
I invite you to pray with me before we get into God's word for us this morning. Almighty God, we thank you for this beautiful day, for the opportunity to be indeed in your temple, in your house, in your sanctuary. Thank you for forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the opportunity to lift up our voices in worship and praise. Thank you for your word that has been with us for so long and is so relevant to us even today. And as we meditate and think upon this passage this morning, I pray that you will speak to us and that your Spirit will open our hearts and our minds to be receptive, to invite you in, and to listen and process and do your word and your message for today. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me see, how many of you like a set routine? You know, you like consistency in your life. How many of you are okay with surprises and interruptions? A few of you. Yeah, why not? You know, when we just got married, and Annalise decided... Annalise decided to throw me a surprise birthday party. And so she told me the two of us were going to go out to a candlelight dinner. And so that's what I planned for, right? That's what I was looking forward to. That's what I was prepared for. That was what I expected. And then when I walked into the apartment, surprise! You know, the whole place was filled with friends. You see, for me, it takes a while to adapt and to adjust and to pivot, okay? So that was the last surprise party she's ever thrown me. The thing is, often something consistent in our lives gets disrupted. Our life is great. Life is smooth sailing. And then there is the crisis, or the illness, or a major change. Often our plans get disrupted. It can be something minor, like, you know, you think you're going out for dinner and then you walk into a surprise birthday party, or you plan to take a nap and then the kids want to play. Or it can be something more significant, more serious. Like if everything planned out, but then an unforeseen circumstance prevents you from completing that business venture or that family venture. And sometimes you get surprised by someone who thinks about your plan differently than you do, but then you discover that it's actually better than your original idea. And I'm sure there's been a time in your life when your plans or ideas were challenged and you had to change them. What I'm saying is, we can all get caught up in our own idea of what is right and what should be normal. And we can all get comfortable in our own routines and ways of doing things. So if I have to put today's message in just a few words, it would be something like this. As people of faith, just when we think we have it all figured out, the right job, the right routine, the right way of doing things, Jesus comes in and he upends our certainty. But Jesus always moves us into deeper truth, into deeper justice and deeper relationship. And even though change is difficult and uncomfortable, God is always working change in us to bring new life. So let me unpack that just a little bit further this morning. When Jesus cleanses the temple, he comes into a place where systems and practices were established, to a place where people thought they were doing life, you know, really well. They believed they were doing religion very, very well. But then Jesus upends their certainty of and their comfort for the sake of truth and for the sake of justice, for the sake of relationship. And it's the same with us when we get too comfortable or when we seek to arrive at certainty and comfort. Jesus often comes in and upends our status quo. And in so doing, he calls us always to recognize him as our true temple. So the first thought, you know, I have for you today is this. Don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. In our passage, the money changers and the people selling sacrificial animals were engaging in well-established religious practices. One of the three times the Jews were obligated to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem was during Passover. They had to go participate in the temple rituals and sacrifices in order to remember and celebrate the Exodus from Egypt. But it was also a time for them to take their tithe, which was one-tenth of their income, in the form of animals and grain, etc., to the place of worship. But in Deuteronomy 14, we read that in case they couldn't carry that 10% of their harvest to the temple, if they lived too far away or if they had a particularly big harvest, then the law allowed for them to sell their tithe for money. And then when they got to Jerusalem, they could purchase with that money sacrificial animals or wine for the celebration and for participating in the rituals. But over time, you know, this practice that was meant to make worship more accessible to travelers became a means to exploit people, especially the poor, with price gouging. They raised the prices to an unfair and unreasonable level. They simply charged those who had to use money to buy sacrificial animals too much. And it also seems like the Passover had become more about participating in the economy of the temple than about worship. And so when Jesus arrives at the temple, he does not hesitate to upend this well-established economy. And he throws over the tables of the money changers, and he calls the people back to the right use of the temple. And we read in verse 16, Jesus said to the people who had been selling doves, "Get those doves out of here. Don't make my Father's house a marketplace." And the other Gospels add that Jesus told them, "The scriptures say my house should be a place of worship, but you've made it a place where robbers hide." Jesus was out to establish justice for exploited worshipers and draw people back into a worshipful relationship with God. And you know what? Jesus would have the same message for us this morning. If our faith practices become hollow or harmful or misguided over time, even if they were once helpful and maybe well-intentioned, if our prayer of confession becomes, you know, just a rote thing, or if we're simply going through the motions when we're celebrating communion, or if we don't really mean what we sing when we worship our Lord, Jesus can and might come in and challenge us to change. So we should not get too comfortable with our spiritual status. But here's the second thought I have for you. And that is that we can have faith in uncertainty. We can have faith in the midst of our uncertainty. They often say a preacher's job is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. And what we see in this passage, and what we just talked about, is how Jesus afflicted the comfortable. How he shook them from their complacency. But this passage also speaks to people who are in a time of change and uncertainty. What if the goal isn't to arrive at certainty, or even to arrive at all? Think about how often we use the sentence, "Everything will be fine when," and you fill in the blank. Congregations, I mean, we often think along the same line. You know, a congregation will be fine when this or when that. But this passage shows us that Jesus brings movement. Jesus brings change. And he's always challenging our human attempts to figure things out once and for all. And what I'm saying is that in our times of change, in our times of uncertainty, God might be moving us to live more deeply into our faith. To trust that Jesus is moving, even here in the midst of our uncertainty. In the midst of the changes that are taking place, in the midst of the interruptions to our planning. And I'm not saying all change is good, and I'm not saying that Jesus directs all change. What I'm saying is that when we experience major change, or a disruption, or an interruption of our settled lives or plans, it may help us to look for God in the midst of our uncertainty, and to recognize that certainty does not need to be our end goal. We can have faith in the midst of uncertainty. And here's the third thought for today. Let's talk a little bit about Jesus the temple, or Jesus being the temple. Now, when we look at this passage from John, what do we learn about who God is? What do we learn about God's character? When God shakes up our complacency, he does it not just for the sake of being disruptive, for the sake of making change. He's pointing us away from what is fleeting and temporary back towards him who is eternity. the sure foundation, the solid rock. So Jesus says to the Jewish leaders, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will build it again. The leaders replied, it took 46 years to build this temple. What makes you think you can rebuild it in 3 days? But Jesus was talking about his body as a temple. And when he was raised from death, his disciples remembered what he had told them. And then they believed the scriptures and the words of Jesus. Remember last Sunday we talked about the Jews laying the foundation of the second temple when they returned from exile. After the first temple was destroyed when the Babylonians attacked them and took them into captivity. And how people had mixed feelings toward past and toward present and toward future and the significance they placed on the building. And we just read about the Jewish leaders saying, well, it took 46 years to build that temple. So if they destroy it, how on earth can Jesus rebuild it in 3 days? But Jesus, of course, was talking about his own body that would be destroyed on a cross and how God would raise him to life after 3 days. He was pointing out to them that even such an important institution as the temple is not permanent. And that he has the power to bring to life that which is destroyed. And so if Jesus' resurrected body is the true temple, the question becomes, what temples in our lives need to be cleansed? You see, well, we can recognize that all our other temples are subject to change, maybe even destruction. It'll allow us to more readily embrace the new life that Jesus is offering in each moment. So let me end with just a few questions for us to reflect on this week. Where in your life are you currently experiencing disruption or change? And which part of your temple, your life, do you think Jesus would like to change? Your thoughts, your actions, your sinful habit? What might Jesus be telling you to let go of so that something new can emerge? And how can you ground yourself in Jesus in the midst of all the change and disruption? And if you think about CCD, if you think about our congregation, what do you think Jesus would upend if you walked into our church today? Do we have practices or attitudes that are harmful towards the most vulnerable? Are there old ways of, you know, doing things that no longer serve the intended function or that distract us from worshiping God? What change might Jesus be calling or demanding our church to make or to embrace? There is what is called the spirituality of discomfort. You know, those times when God stretches us or calls us outside of our comfort zone. And yes, the fruit of the Spirit is peace. But sometimes that peace comes through upending settled structures in our lives or society or even the church that do not fully embody God's vision or things that are holding us back from growth. Just when we think we have it all figured out, Jesus comes in and actually upends our certainty, to move us into deeper truth and justice and relationship with God. And even though change is difficult and it's uncomfortable, God is always working change in us to bring new life. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can trust and have faith in the midst of our uncertainty. Thank you for challenging our habits and our patterns and our fixed ideas and fixed ways of what we believe is true worship. Thank you that Jesus always wants to generate new life and new relationship and growth in our lives and in the life of the church. May that be true for me. May that be true for everybody here this morning. So we praise and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.